share, though. Is Tony back yet? Is Tony? He's still back in the back. He had a dream that I wanted him to share with us all before I get started. It's really vital. And it's while I'm waiting for him. And we really got to understand spiritual things. And that, you know, God's not going to let you off the hook until you start considering yourself as not human, but spiritual. Right? So, you know, I've always bring up this thing about, Tony, don't go far. I always bring up this thing about, Tony, don't go far. Oh, you got your notes. Okay. That means we're going to have a nice little setting here. You guys notes, you know. I want him to take his time, too. So God's not going to, I want you guys to hear this. God's not going to let you off the hook. Right? You know, the more you resist the Spirit, the more he going to bring stuff to you to make you pay attention to it. You say, God, I just want to go to church. I want to be this Spirit thing. You're in the wrong place. I'm telling you, you're in the wrong place. I know pretty much churchdom doesn't do this much. But we all have to sort of reset our thinking when it comes to Christianity, when it comes to church, when it comes to God, when it comes to being able to be in his will and things like that. God's a spirit. Now, he's going to challenge your mind to think spiritually. Right? And so this is what he did with children of Israel. He said, I got to get you in the heavenly realm. And they was like, you know what? This is too hard. You know, let's just go back to the world. And he said, look, I got something in mind that you can't see yet. So if you just set yourself to this and let me do some stuff in your life, I'm going to get you into a realm that you haven't seen yet, even though you don't understand it yet. Because, you know, when we talk about Abraham, and we talk about Abraham leaving in Ur of the Chaldees and even leaving his family and all that kind of thing and leaving his, you know, culture. He left his culture, the highest culture of the earth at the time. He left his culture and left his family. We just think he left something natural to go to something natural. God's saying, I want you to leave your natural order. This is why Chris was up here saying I had to leave relationships, right? You leave the relationship on the natural plane to go to a spiritual plane. Abraham, leave your family because I have a heavenly city that you haven't seen yet. He didn't know where he was going. He just obeyed. He surrendered and obeyed. I need you to surrender this morning. I need you to surrender this morning so that he can move us up to another order, right? Divine order. And so remember what she said, well, you're not just human anymore. I recall this in the book of 1 Corinthians. Don't you love the scriptures? I love this in the book of 1 Corinthians. Paul was rebuking them in chapter 3, and he said, oh, you know, you guys still on the milk, you know. And I'm trying to give you spiritual food, and spiritual men understand this, but natural men can't understand that. Which one are you, by the way? Spiritual man, natural man? Tell me. And then he said this, Raquel. He said, I'm just like frustrated with y'all because y'all walk like mere men. In other words, you shouldn't be walking like mere men. You should be walking like men of another order. Right? You said, I don't know how to do that. No, you don't. That's why you have to surrender so God can put you in there. Because none of your strength will get you there. That's what faith is all about. I rest in what you can do in my life, you know. Tony, you ready? Okay. Yeah.
Man, I'm just going to sit there and just kind of just keep it playing. These last few weeks, God has really been speaking to me in visions and dreams a whole lot. But with that being said, God, he doesn't just leave it. He just don't give you spiritual fruit and just leave you there. He's been trying to get some things up out of me, you know, because I can tell you the more spiritual experiences I've started to have over these last few weeks, the more frustrating things have started taking place in my life. And it wasn't, and I was I'm telling you, God, it's been hard to fight those frustrations, but it's been so many moments. It's like, really? It's like, it's not even frustrating to me. I'm just sitting there like, really? Is this what's going on? And it's like, but that's when, like, God, like, pointed at me and said, I'm trying to get that frustration out you. I'm trying to get this thing up out you. And I ain't going to sit there and act like I've been winning. But all I can do is just thank God for what he's doing. So with this being said, a couple weeks ago, I had this dream. And in this dream, I was like walking through this cavern. It was like this deep cavern. It was in the ground. I don't know what made me, but I was walking through all the caves, all of the corridors or whatever that's inside that cavern. But when I walked through it, you know, you ever seen something that just looked historic? It just looked like it's of value. So this cavern just looked important to me, which made me just continuously. It was like it had like little symbols on the wall throughout the thing. And I couldn't read it at that time. You know, it was kind of weird. But it was like this power that was coming up off the cavern. And something was like, I don't need to be here. This is like, it's almost like powerful, ancient power, holy land type thing. I don't need to be down here right now. So I left. And the next day I returned. And all of a sudden, there was a lot of people surrounding the cavern. But the cavern wasn't the same as when I left it. There was this subdivision that went even deeper. And it was like almost a hole within the cavern that went even deeper. And everybody was looking down like in amazement. And so as I approached, there was a guy who was inciting the crowd. And he was urging the crowd to, you know, to jump in and go, hey, let's go into this cavern. And it was just willy-nilly. And it's not, I don't think it was anything wrong with the cavern. It was the fact that they didn't respect the power, the authority that was, or the ancient power that, or the history of it. So he was just like, yeah, let's go in there. Let's just jump in there. And it was like this little pool thing in the subdivision. So as I approached, you know, he was inciting the crowd and, you know, laughing, you know, when I tried to stop him, he was laughing and mocking me and stuff like that. He was like, oh, don't pay no attention to him. Who is he? Who is he? So the crowd started like, yeah, who are you? You know? And I was like, listen, I've been down there. You don't want to go down there. It's some type of power down there. It's not, you know, you don't need to go down there or whatever. And they like, oh, who are you? What are you, you know, what do you know? Stuff like that. So after this goes back and forth for a little while, the guy is like this little ledge. So it's, let's say this is, you know, how they were, the cavern's down there. He jumps to the next ledge and he goes, I'm going in. Who with me? You know, and, you know, everybody's like, yeah, they screaming. I'm trying to stop him one last time. And then he literally jumps in. And like I think three other people immediately jumped like in the same spot, like following him. And then everybody else started climbing down. So, you know, as soon as they like, you know, they traveled into that cavern, there was this like all these metallic plates that started to form. Like they were in the pool of this little black pool water. It was like I don't even know how to explain it, but it was like shiny water, but it was black. And it was just all of a sudden these metal plates started to come up. And they, you know, of course they jumped out the pool like, oh, my gosh, what is that? And it was almost like they activated something. So it was like these plates and it was like split into four subdivisions. And each plate started going and it was like tick and tock. And it was like all of a sudden, and then all of a sudden one plate would go down. And they all, the plates, all of a sudden this writing came around the pool. It was like kind of glowing or whatever. And I could read it. And I was like, well, let me see exactly. It was a language. It was an ancient language written. And I was the only one able to read it. And I was, you know, I told him, I was like, I told you it was ancient, but you didn't want to listen. These plates represent the amount of time we have. And then they questioned what I was talking about. I said, the amount of time left before the four pillars, the four winds of events that will destroy everything. And then I was like, and then I said, each have a difference in allotted times. They wanted to know how to stop it. I wasn't sure, so I read more. And then I said, we have to stay in this cavern, and someone has to come. I wasn't sure at that moment at first who that person was, but I knew that person would come to save us. So at that time, before I go on, there was the pillars rose up. It was like four little pillars, like metallic pillars, and then that's what came with the plates. And the first plate started to drop, and it represented the time. each of them had different levels, different amounts of plates. One was a little shorter than the other. So the first pillar was the shortest. And all of a sudden, I had this kind of out-of-body experience. I was still in the cavern with them, but I was able to see what was going out in the world. And there was this guy. And it was these people, they were hunting or whatever. They were doing a hunting, and I guess they shot a deer or whatever. But when they walked up, and they were going to kill it and eat it. But when they walked up to it, the deer was all diseased and just had like this rash and stuff all on their face. It was like, and then they were rotting on the inside. And he was like, we can't eat this. But what happened is, it said, this is what's happening to all over the world. The livestock was starting to go bad or something like that. And then all of a sudden on the pillar, it was like, this is the first event. And a lot of people were turning against each other. It was saying that livestock and animosity and anger will come across people. So I guess a division will take place. And that was the first event. And then there were three others I didn't get a chance to see. Let me double check though. And I said I knew it would get worse, but that was only the beginning. So we tried to find, we had to signal for the Savior or the person to come to save us. Everybody was kind of trying to run away and trying to jump out and trying to climb out, but the cavern wouldn't let them out. And so, but I was like the one, almost like the only calm one in that cavern at the time. And I was like, I gotta get this signal, and I don't know how, but the cavern's gonna try to block it. So I started trying to make this fire just so that the person can see it. But what happened is the cavern or whatever, something caused the cavern to close to try to keep the person to save us from seeing it. But the smoke still rose up. So the smoke still rose up, and the person looked, and they were out. All I could feel is that they were on their way. So, and I was, but other than that, that was basically the dream. And at first, I kind of discarded it. And as I was having my morning prayer time, I just was like, Lord, that dream was real weird. But I just don't feel like, I mean, normally I just kind of discard certain ones. And I'm like, but this one, something's about it. And all of a sudden, the Lord was like, started giving me certain interpretation about it. And he was talking about the cavern. He said the place is the, you know, it's like, it's nothing wrong with the cavern. It's a holy place. It's supposed to be. But also that cavern can represent the earth. And it can get you caught up, like you can't get out. That was just one little thing that God gave me. And he says, but there is a time that's coming. You know, there are some things that's going to take place in this earth. And, you know, I started thinking about the scriptures and things like that. But one thing that we can't get out of the earthly in ourselves, we have to go to the Savior. The Savior has to get to us, but we have to bring that signal fire up. We can't save the people. We can't save the people. We have to be that person who can light that fire. And no matter if it even looks like the light is not being shown, that smoke signal is still going to be able to rise up, and he's still going to come be able to save us. So, it was a little bit more in depth than that, but, to keep it plain, that's kind of how it was. So, but just to speak on, I'm trying to finish this, but just to speak on the dream realm and how God is moving, like, there has been so many dreams that I've had. Like, now, even walking into the premonition mode, like, things are happening that's coming in my dreams and stuff that I can't even ignore anymore. And it's like, it's kind of crazy, like, whether it's with coworkers and stuff like that. I had a dream about this guy shooting up this public place. And it was just, I didn't understand what it was about. And then to come find out that night or the day before, there was a guy who shot up a church. And I remember when Pastor, we were talking, and I think this is happening a lot because Pastor was talking about, we should be able to see these things. We should be able to pray for these things and say, God, reveal these things. And I did. I made that prayer. When the pastor had said it that day, I made the prayer and said, Lord, yeah, Lord, we should be able to see the Spirit. Things shouldn't just be able to happen to us and we just, you know, be like, oh, man, we missed it. You know, we should have been praying for this. Lord God, show me these things ahead of time so I can pray for it. And time, like, as I see things going, God is starting to reveal things to me. And it's like, wow, it's like, God, this is so unreal. But I'm like, help me to be able to process these things. So I know God is moving. He's pouring out a spirit in his time. We just got to be ready for it and just be willing to let God do what he do. So.
Amen. Amen. I wanted him to share that, you know, there's a realm that we have to leave. That cavern that he spoke about is the realm that we have to leave. And it's very dangerous. So even though we're in the world, we're not of the world, right? We're physically on the earth and in the world, but we're of another world. And so this is the thing that's very difficult for our minds to grasp, you know. One of the things that I've been saying lately is the challenge is purely spiritual because, you know, we have such an affinity to spiritual things. And so we fight. That's where the frustrations come in, because like I said before Tony started, and I want you to hear how, you see, we think of the world casually sometimes, but it's very dangerous. It'll suck you in. I don't care if you too. This is why you have to protect your children. This is why you have to be careful of your relationships. This is why we all have to not let down spiritual things, right? You know, we talked last week, you know, your spiritual family is very, very important, because it determines eternity for you. Not only just having eternity in heaven, but also what position or authority you'll be operating in through all eternity. You guys know the parables Jesus spoke about, you know, about the talents. Lord, give him. He was able to be faithful over a few talents. Then in the eternity, he can rule over this many cities and things like that, right? You guys remember that? Okay. So here's how. But we have to start here in this time. This is determines what we do for eternity. I don't think I'm speaking on that, but this determines on what we do in eternity. So his God, and see, God's not going to stop pestering you until you get in the spirit. I'm telling you this. See, this is what's on me this morning. You say, Lord, just give me a car and a house and let my kids grow up straight. And give me a little reputation too, you know, because I want to be well liked. And he's like, all I want you to do is get in the spirit. Because that's, you know, here's the scripture in Romans chapter 8 that says, God, y'all know this one. God works everything out for good. Somebody help me with the rest. Wait a minute. So, for those who love him, right? And called according to his purpose or our purpose. You know what God's purpose is for Bernadine? I'm going to tell her that when I go to the dinner with her. His purpose for her is to walk in the Spirit. we read it like it's our purpose. Like he's going to work it out the good for me because I want to start a business. And you know, he's going to work when it don't end right, he's still going to work it out together for good. But that was your purpose. That wasn't his. I'm just pointing to Rocky. I'm not blaming. No, see, we don't know God's purpose. See, his purpose, Craig. His purpose. That you walk in a whole nother order. Here's what's on my heart, right? I was thinking about God and how he's not afraid to wipe out the whole thing and start all over. God will start all over, right? If he can't get it done, this is because if his purposes are going to come to pass, even if he has to start all over, right? And so back there before around Noah's time, his purpose wasn't being fulfilled, right? And he said, man, these sins are just too high. Everybody's going to do what they want to do. I'm talking good or bad. Everybody's going to do what they want to do. I want you to wash the dishes, Mike, and you keep trying to scrub the floor. My purpose is you to wash the dishes. But Mike bragged about cleaning the floor. So, and he, I can't get him down from that. So I'm just being, I'm really being very, very calm about this one. But see, here's God saying, wait a minute, my purpose has got to take part place. So they're all going, and they're all going after their own way. So I'm just going to wipe the whole thing out. And I'm going to start all over again. And do you guys know that's just what he did when Jesus came and died on that cross? Do y'all know that's what he did? He just wiped out the whole, he wiped out a whole creation. He wiped out a whole creation. I'm going to start all over again, right? Right? The first man, Adam, was this. I'm starting all over with another Adam. Can y'all see that? I'm starting all over. So I'm starting a whole new creation. Amen. Being Christ, he's a new creation. It's a whole new order. I'm starting a whole new order. That's why I can say to you guys, you're not just human anymore. I'm starting a spiritual order, Rob. I'm starting a spiritual order. Right? I just need some people who will surrender and follow me into the new order of things. Right? So we keep, so that's why I say he's not, you got born again. Now he's not going to let you go until you learn about the new order. Right? I'm going to send the Holy Spirit, the best gift that you could ever have. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit, and his main job is to convince you of another order. Right? And you say, Lord, all I just need to, you know, live life, survive. He said, nope, that's not enough. And then even when we say the words, God just bless me, you know what? A lot of times we just want him to bless us naturally. And God, you know, now we're saying, God, I want my eyes to be open spiritually so I can see, so I can walk in a whole another order. And so your Holy Spirit's going to show me things that are bigger than this world. So here's your fight. Here's your fight. Okay, here's your fight. Here's your fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Here's your fight. Fight. When you go out here, God's going to bring, make sure he's going to allow something to come in your life so you, that you can look up to him. It's going to always be something that's bigger than you. Because flesh and blood can't get here. Right? God, why, this is Christian. Why does it have to happen to me? You ever said that? I know I have. Why is it happening to me? Why can't I have the challenges? Well, I don't want the ones Mike had. But why can't I have normal challenges, right? But let me tell you something. What you think's normal with Foglo, it's tearing her up. Just tearing her up. And you know what? God's going to make sure. We're no different than the children of Israel. I'm saying to you that you are the children of Israel in the wilderness, and God's practice is to get you into the heavenly life. Because he's going to have a people that have a heavenly slant to their lives. Right? They're going to have a heavenly flair, Taba, to their lives. They're going to have a heavenly bent to their lives. Right? And so religion can never teach us this. There has to be manna that comes down from above that touches your spirit in a different way than just mere teaching for mere men. There has to be a spiritual, divine element to the word and to the scriptures and to the bread of life that comes, that takes you up to another place. So Jesus was the first man. Listen, he's the what? The firstborn of how many, what? Many brothers. He's the firstborn of another order, another species, another breed, another type of man. But he's the firstborn among many brothers. And the rest of us begin to learn how to follow him. This is why I said the works he did, they're going to do the same things, right? Somebody said the word said, yeah, but you got to be following it in the order as well as the word. Okay. And this is what God, he's not going to quit till PWM graduates more and more and more the next day. You know, I'm you start to get a hold of this stuff, and you'd be like, God, please shut it down a little bit. Because you can't get your mind off of it. Because when this stuff starts touching you, you can't get your mind off of it. Because, you know, it's like Tony was saying. What did you say, Tony? Really? Like, really? Can it get this high? Can it get this special? Right? I'm just a flesh and blood man. We're just flesh and blood women and men. But God doesn't care about, you know, because, you know, he does all the work about it. He does every bit of it. And his purposes are going to get done. And eventually, other stuff's going to get wiped out. But remember, but you know, Jesus is the last Adam, right? This is before I'm just talking. I'm just talking this morning. Before God created in Genesis, Adam and Eve. He saw Amanda. And see, he's not going to lose. His purpose is always going to get done, right? So I'm just talking. So he said, y'all know this is true, right? Because he said, he predestined before when? Before the foundation of the world, before Adam and Eve, I predestined her. I knew Adam and Eve were going to fall. So Amanda's going to rise higher than that fall. Amanda and Amanda's baby. Listen, predestined to walk in a heavenly order. Right? I know what I'm going to have to do. I know I'm going to have to wipe out an entire order. I can see it already. I can see it before I even created the earth. I'm going to have to wipe out this order, but it ain't going to fool me because I got her and you to walk higher than the fall. To walk higher than the fall. See? See? So problem is we look at ourselves and say, there ain't no way. God looks at you through Christ and the Holy Ghost. I say, that's a heavenly woman back there in the back row right there. That's a heavenly woman right there in the back row. Nothing's impossible. Nothing's impossible to him. I see him and he just looked like a plain old man, right, with blue pants on and, you know, a nice haircut. God looks at him and say, man, God, he spoiled the devil. He was bigger than the fall of Adam. Y'all know why we baptize him now. Get him out the way. Let Christ come up inside of him. Christ is bigger than the old creation. So when he died on the cross, do y'all know this is what the virgin birth is about? I want my notes so bad, but I can't. The virgin birth just wasn't producing the virgin birth was starting another race. Here come the Holy Spirit on, thank you. Here come the Holy Spirit on Mary. And we say, oh, that's pretty nice. I'm starting something new that hadn't been ever existed before. It being Lucifer. That's why when he was how many ever years old, Herod said, the devil said, right? I got to kill. This is too big. This is too big. This is too fantastic. This is like, you know, see, we look at our little planet and our little lives and God help my little situation. You know, I need $5 or whatever. God, don't think like that. He said, what's the earth like? What's the universe like? What's the universes look like? What's eternity look like? I can start a whole new creation. This don't bother me. What am I going? He's not wringing his hands. I'll just start a whole new creation. See, that's what he said. Bring this mind to new creation. I'm trying to lift your spirit up. I'm trying to get you off the ground. Why are you on the ground? I'm trying to get you up in the heavenly realm, right? This is what Jesus is doing. Can I just keep talking? So here's your remedy, Pastor Ross, right? I got to get you off the ground because the new creation is not an earthly creation. It's a heavenly creation. They belong to a whole heavenly divine order, right? This is why Paul kept talking about the resurrection. Y'all know that, right? Here's this man. Rocky was ministering Wednesday. She said she was going to be done by 10:30 or whatever. So I'll be done by like 2. Y'all have to be listening. Here's this man. He's in jail. He's in Philippi. He's writing, to the church of Philippi. He's in jail toward the end of his life. I'm trying to explain some things. He's in jail, He's progressed in the gospel, and he says, I want to know him. And the power of what? Resurrection. In other words, what's going to, I want to know him. So every situation you get in, the resurrection is just another realm, right? Right. What's resurrection? What is resurrection? What is resurrection? When you die, so is resurrection bigger than death? Yes. Oh. So he wants you to walk in a realm that's bigger than death. I'm trying to go slow. He wants you to walk in a realm that's bigger than death. I know there's no rhyme or reason, but I just got to talk this more. He's got you walk in a realm that's bigger than death. Death has no dominion. You guys remember the quote? When heaven comes to earth, there was a dead man. Heaven came to earth because we're bigger than death. When heaven hit it, dead man come alive. Is everybody with me? It's slowing down. Okay. I want to know him in the power of his resurrection. I want to know something that's bigger than me, right? Because the only thing that's going to get me out of where I am is something bigger than me. Only thing that's going to get me out of whatever the situation I'm in is, Christ, I want to know you in the power of your resurrection. I want to know resurrection power in my life. I want to know when you let me in situations that I cannot handle myself, which is every day, by the way. Take me higher. There's no sickness in this realm. Can you the ultimate sickness is death. If we are resurrected past death, there's no sickness in this realm. Are y'all listening? I think God gave us an example of that in James. Every trial you go through, and go past it, all you did was defeat death. You just defeated death. See, James was Satan trying to kill him. He defeated death. So we should all be rejoicing in that victory. Wait a minute, death now has no sting in it anymore because James done beat it. Well, Aaron's going to be fine now there's a protection. We're walking in resurrection power now. We know what resurrection power feels like of James. So we're walking in resurrection. We know what resurrection feels like and Tony and Amanda because the devil said no children, but resurrection power said child come when they're not supposed to be one come, right? This is why Craig's wife is going to get healed totally. Are y'all listening to me? But she won't get healed while we're on the ground. She won't get healed while we're on the ground. You guys remember what it says in Exodus 15:26? I'm Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. Right. None of these diseases, Pastor Jerry, none of these diseases that came on Egypt will come on you. None of these diseases that come on the world lower system will come on the heavenly kingdom. Yeah, watch us as we believe that. Watch as we believe that. And watch sicknesses start to dissolve in our midst as our faith rises in that. Watch that. No disease. Now, listen, that was Old Testament. If he said that in the Old Testament, how much more? So Egypt was just a type of the world, a type of the cavern. We're coming out of the cavern into the new creation, right? He wiped out the old creation and made this. You know, children of Israel were in Egypt and light. It was darkness everywhere. 3 days darkness everywhere. Total darkness you can't even see in front of your face. The children of Israel had light all around them. You tell me what that's prophetic of. See, there's light coming. This is why Tony can start to see ahead of stuff. You know, but that's all new creation stuff, right? That's all resurrection, new order stuff where we can start to see by the Spirit what's going to happen. Watch the gifts of the Spirit start to just flow like fountains out of here. Right? Healing, working the miracles, right? Special faith, the gifts of healing, prophecy, discernment. Oh. Tongues and interpretation. A lot of our discernment is still human, by the way. It's still guesswork. I'm supposed to pray for gifts of the Spirit. Because they're supposed to be in the body. We got to stay in the Spirit, Pastor Ross. We got to stay in the Spirit. We got to stay in the Spirit. Desire spiritual gifts. Desire earnestly spiritual gifts. I want spiritual gifts. Lord, the scripture doesn't say, Pastor Mike, desire natural gifts because you're a natural man. Craig, desire spiritual gifts because you're a spiritual person. Not just little offshoots. I'm a spiritual person. I'm supposed to walk in spiritual gifts. I'm supposed to see in the Spirit, learn by the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, hear by the Spirit, dance in the Spirit, worship in the Spirit and truth, right? Boy, that's another sermon. You're a spiritual men and women. Amen, spiritual man. You know, the spiritually minded is life and peace. The carnal, the natural minded can't take this, can't get it. Natural minded men can't get this. Naturally minded men can't get this. So Rob's going to walk up to some naturally minded Christians and they're going to say, Rob, what are you talking about? Because God's cultivating people after his own heart, after the first one, and after Jesus, the first resurrected new order man, and this other, the rest of them coming right behind him, and the same things that he did, they're going to do the same things. Amanda, what gift are we talking about? What gift do you want from God? What do you want? Gift of healing, special faith, working the miracles, giving, whatever. What gift do you want? What spiritual gift do you want? And whatever we pray for, you don't stop today. This ain't no Sunday morning thing. When you go back home, God, you know I said I wanted that. I want that gift, you know. You know, Pastor Jerry was saying that to me the other day. She starts smelling pneumonia. And she starts saying, I don't want to catch pneumonia, you know. It turns out somebody else was coming on somebody else. And she was detecting it for them. I'm talking about new creatures of a different order who just don't go to preach, but they start walking in the Spirit and learning the mysteries of God, right? And have a heavenly bent to their lives, and they know things by the Spirit, and they actually deliver people from their situations. I'm talking about this kind of spiritual people. That they serve in the Spirit, and they walk in the Spirit, and they learn in the Spirit, and they grow in the Spirit. And they start to distinguish and discern things by the Holy Spirit of God on what to do and how to do it and when not to do it. There's gifts. Lisa, come on. Let's pray for gifts. Come on, come on, come on. They're gifts that God wants to impart to his body. One of the reasons why we're really weak, because the gifts aren't flowing, right? So we pray for the gifts of the Spirit to move out in this congregation. Prayer be so strong, right? I was praying and I saw this in the heavenly places. And so Satan was stopped in his tracks because of the gifts of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit, right? Get our mind off of ourselves and our own situation. And I need to get that person healed, right? You know, Wigglesworth said, don't stop till there's not one sick person in your midst. Not one. This is how high we can go in the new order if we track it together, right? And when the doubts and the thoughts of doubts and naturalists come, we say, oh, no, I'm not swallowing that. I'm going to text Manda or whoever and get back on a spiritual plane. Because this got to happen to you every day. You know, spiritual stuff has to happen to you every day. This is not stuff you get on Sunday. There should be some tongues and interpretation. Right? Working the miracles. If I say something and it rings in your spirit, you better jump up here. Special faith. Teaching. There's a special kind of teaching that's just not, how you call it, just not book teaching, not just imparting information teaching. There's a teaching, you know, that we know what they call Jesus, rabbi, teacher. He wasn't teaching just, you know, the history of the Jewish church. I'm teaching from heaven what he saw at the throne of God. This is the gifts of the Spirit. This is the gifts of the Spirit, right? This is the gifts of the Spirit. Why we don't want to just operate in the normal, ordinary teaching kind of public school mode. I'm not saying we don't need it. But it can hurt us more than anything. Somebody got to teach by the Spirit. Somebody got to counsel by the Spirit, right? I will not go to a non-Christian counselor. And a lot of Christian counselors I still won't go to. Because they're still in the natural realm. You know, listen, administration, you know that, right? Ottawa administration, stay with me in the spirit, right? We're starting to touch those realms. I'm just starting to touch them, but we're going to go further in them, and we're going to grow together. We're going to grow together. We cannot be just an ordinary church. We have to be the church. You know, he called it a city on a hill. We thought that was natural. We're a city on a heavenly hill. See? And so, you know, that's the only one that can really help the world out of their dilemma. But we got to get there first. So let's go there together. Let's watch our prayers work. And then bring heaven to earth to other people in Jesus' name. Much is going to happen in your life, Miss Amanda, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a good afternoon. Be blessed.